This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He was cracking a joke.
A radio joke
there.
Buckley. I'm going to leave. Buckley, the radio professional in there.
A radio joke.
Yeah. Buckley actually says his name pretty well, though.
I'm going to leave. Well, he's the quarterback.
Yeah. Or he was.
He had the richest NIL deal in college football in 2023. Last year, he led his team to the playoff.
Did he?
Playoffs.
They were in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'd make the argument that their defense and their run game led them to the playoff, but okay.
Well, he is now not showing up for spring ball because he wants to renegotiate his NIL. Now, to be fair, his father has disputed this report, but why is he not at spring practice?
Yes.
He's their quarterback.
Yes. And there's a lot of he said, she said going on, so we'll see what happens. But that was the report. Is that he wants $4 million. So he signed a deal going to Tennessee out of high school that was going to pay him roughly $8 million, about 2.4, 2.5 per year that he was there at Tennessee. So he played, he redshirted, then played as a freshman, 2.4, 2.5 million. I thought he was quite poor last year, but the team had success. They went to the playoff, got drilled by Ohio State. I thought he was very Drew Aller-esque for Tennessee. He only put up good numbers against terrible teams. Anytime they played a good opponent, I thought he was the definition of mid, if not bad. Well, supposedly he wants $4 million, and Tennessee has dug in and is like, no, dude, we're not giving you more money, and now he's not at spring practice. That's the story that's out there. We'll see what this turns out to be. If this is a case of our first holdout, we've officially jumped the shark for NIL to where we're now getting guys that are signing $8 million deals and then saying, no, it's not good enough. It's time to renegotiate. Because, look, I'm all for players getting paid, and I think it's horse crap when you've seen a lot of these NILs, and we've seen it with offering kids something and they get to campus and they're not delivering on it. But you signed an $8 million deal, 2.5 a year to go there. They have delivered on it, and then you decide that's not enough and you're holding out? My God. I hope Tennessee, if this is the case, I hope Tennessee tells them to go take an effing hike.
Well, they're kind of in a tough spot because they like him and they need him, because so the spring transfer window opens April 16th.
Yeah.
He could leave.
Yeah.
And you know there are other schools that would be like, oh, come on over here. And if he leaves, what the hell are they going to do?
I don't know what Tennessee's depth is, but I mean, this is like Carson Beck wanting more money from Georgia and then being like, all right, cool, man, go.
But the system is chaos as is. Players leave after the end of the season. And now if you don't get the NIL bag you want between that point and the end of spring ball, you do it again.
But you got the bag already. You signed at the time.
Right. If you just don't like what the bag is, 4 months later, you move. Like, it's crazy.
Buck said it in my ear during the break. He goes, this is just a guy that he's a dog that has a really nice bone, and a dog got a bigger one. one year after the fact. And here's my thing, dude.
Wait. He saw a dog with a bigger one.
Yeah.
And who's he talking about? Who gets a bigger?
Other quarterbacks who've gotten a bigger NIL.
Well, who?
Well, Carson Beck supposedly got more than that to go to Miami.
They also mentioned, who's the kid? I'll find the name. In the article I read about this, they mentioned another quarterback transfer who just got more than that. And he's like, oh, well, I'm better than that guy.
But I would like to point out, much like I did Drew Aller, in the three losses that Tennessee had, he threw for, would you care to guess how many touchdowns in the three losses combined?
29.
Zero. And he threw for 158 yards, 167 yards, and 104 yards, including the loss at Arkansas, when on the last play of the game, instead of throwing the ball into the end zone, which would have won them the game, he ran out of bounds.
By the way, the dog with the bigger bone was Darian Mensa. He was the Tulane quarterback that got signed by Duke for $8
million.
God. Like, I watched Tennessee play. He is not
worth $8 million.
Well, he's not worth $2.5 million.
No, I think they're buying futures. Like I watched him enough. You can see why they like him.
He's got tools. Sure.
Yes, you can see the flashes. It's just he was a freshman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just like we say in basketball all the time. These guys are young.
Yep.
They think he's going to be good, and they're going to pay him as such.
They did.
Right, but he thinks he's going to be good, and he's looking at that going, well, if you want to keep me, this is now the price. You know, it's like, it's just Thunderdome. It's like, this is why we need regulation.
Yeah.
I see his point. If you've got leverage, go get more.
Yeah. Well,
and he feels like he has leverage over Tennessee. He may not. He may be forced out. They may think how you think and be like, well, whatever, dude. We gave you plenty.
But we were so quick to do right by the kids that we missed the step where we put in any guardrails, and now it is Thunderdome.
Exactly.
And we can't, the toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube.
He can do this. I mean, he can, you know, and if he doesn't stay at Tennessee, it doesn't get what he wants, he is going to get a bunch of money somewhere else.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I would love to see Tennessee be like, be my guest, man. Like, this idea that $2.5 million for the definition of a middling season from a quarterback where you averaged 164 yards and 60% completion percentage and didn't win a lot of big games and quite frankly looked terrible in your big ones, that you have the balls to come back and say that you now want $4 million a year. And if the stories are, again, just all reports, but the stories are that Tennessee is dug in and is like, not happening. I would love to see this clown go somewhere else and fall square on his ass. You get what you can get, but you got to be real careful. And this is why I've said all along, I'm glad players are getting paid. The system was so tilted against them. But this sort of stuff, this is buyer beware. Because there is a lot of money being paid to players right now that aren't very good. I'm willing to guess that the Bet kid down at Florida or at Miami, dude, be prepared. Because he ain't that good.
No.
You know, you know, Quinn Ewers last year. Now, Quinn Ewers ended up, again, it's the same thing. Like, Texas ended up being a nice team and going on to the college football playoff. They paid Quinn Ewers a lot of money to be a decent quarterback that got benched. So I just think we're at this point now where some of these teams are good. They're elevating their quarterback. Their quarterback isn't elevating them. And I think right now, at least at this point, maybe 2 years down the road, Nico changes that. He did not elevate Tennessee. Tennessee elevated him.
So you're saying the best way forward then, if you're a Tennessee or whomever, is don't swim in this pool. You don't have to pay these kids because they have their hand out, which says something about them anyway. But also, they're so young and raw that they're not even going to be that good until you get to until they get to their third year,
yes,
probably, right? Maybe second year. But
I have said this all along.
So why not just bring in a younger guy?
I would do the Oregon Duck thing. If I was a big-time college big-time college program.
They've had two straight transfers, though.
That's what
you're saying?
This is what I'm saying.
Go get a
guy. I would not play in this freshman BS pool. If this is what we're dealing with, where I've got freshman quarterbacks saying, I need $3 million to show up on campus, and to not play, by the way, to redshirt. And then if I do play and we have any sort of team success, whether or not it's based on me or not, now we got to come back to the bargaining table. Now I got to pay you $4-4.5 million. Nuts to that. We talked about this. When you look at the quarterbacks that were in last year's college football playoff, the vast majority of them were transfer quarterbacks. So if that's the going rate for high school and freshman quarterbacks, keep them. Don't need them. I'll go get a 3-star kid or a 4-star kid that I can pay $600,000 to, $700,000 to, that is going to come in, sit for a couple years, and maybe he grows and develops into something, like with Austin Novad at Oregon. Go get that kid.
Novosad.
Pay that kid his $500,000, and then he'll get his revenue share as well. So you're paying that kid $750,000, and he just sits there, and I get to just let that kid grow and develop, and maybe in 3 years that kid pops. And then I'm going into the transfer portal, and I'm going to go find me a guy that's already a 2 or a 3 year player that I know what I'm getting. And then if I have to write a check for $4 million, I'm writing it for the kid that I know can actually play and has proven it. Or I'm getting a much better bargain for a player like Bo Nix or Dylan Gabriel. I'm getting that kid for $1.5 million.
Yeah, no, I like that plan a lot better.
I just think the freshman spending spree on these quarterbacks, dude, this is ass backwards.
But that's where Tennessee takes some of the blame too.
Yeah.
It's like you chose to pay him.
Yeah.
You thought it wise to give him the biggest NIL deal in the country when he hadn't played a down.
Yeah.
So that's some of that's on you. Yeah. And then he comes in, he gets you to the playoff. He is
more.
Your starting quarterback, and of course he's going to want more. This was bound to happen.
Yeah.
So it's just like some of it's on Tennessee for this is what you get when you do that.
We have to find a way, and the NCAA is fighting this tooth and nail because they don't want to consider these kids employees.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
We just have to find a way to sign contracts. You just do. Yeah. And whether it's 1 year, and I guess if they are going to be year to year contracts, then, you know, we're going to have to deal with this every year anyways.
Well, what the big complaint is, or at least on the player side, has been, well, coaches sign contracts and they leave anyways.
Yeah.
So why can't we do that?
Well, you could, but there's buyouts involved.
Yeah, and that's all negotiated.
It's all negotiated. It's in the buyout. So, hey, man, you want to go somewhere else? Cool. You know, give us $1 million of your $2.5 million that we gave you. And
yeah, see how your next school feels about paying us to take you away.
And good luck doing something else. I don't know. I guess we've officially reached the in theory, we've reached the first holdout for more money in the world of college football. And I just find it interesting that it's a player that isn't, or wasn't, I can't say isn't going to be, wasn't very good last year. And if you look around at a lot of these big NIL quarterbacks, I think it's fair to look and be like, what are we paying for versus what you're getting from the next guy up?
Well, the other huge story of this a couple of years back with the big NIL splash was that Jaden Rashada kid who was supposed to get $8 million at Florida, and then he showed up and they didn't have the money, and then he pulled back, and then they said, we're actually not going to give it to you, and he went to Arizona State and he backed up there, and now he's at Georgia backing up there.
What do you think that the Ducks have paid for Gabriel, Nix, and more?
So what I've heard, and again, some people try to keep this kind of close to their vest, but what I've heard is that for like Dylan Gabriel, it was somewhere around $1 million to $1.5 million.
Which is a great deal.
Which is a great deal. And that Dylan Moore, probably after UCLA, was probably somewhere in the $600,000 or $700,000 range. Dante Moore. Yeah. Why did Dylan? Sorry. Was probably somewhere in that, you know, $700,000 range.
And Nix?
I think Nix probably was maybe a little bit cheaper than that, but probably again than Dylan Gabriel. But again, you're probably, for a transfer quarterback, you're probably in the market around $1 million.
So that's a way better route.
Yes.
A couple million for those two guys, Nix and seasoned Bo Nix.
It's a known quantity. You've seen him play college ball.
Yeah.
Will Howard, who just won a national championship, Will Howard was about $1 million to $1.5 million.
That's a good route.
You know,
who's that guy this year? Is it that guy from Tulane?
Well, that was the thing, is I feel like this year compared to years past, there weren't as many of them, at least quarterbacks. Yeah. Like, there weren't as many serviceable, oh yeah, that guy has an extra year left and now he's going to move. I mean, we saw some of them. That Malik Murphy kid came over to Oregon State, and then that Darian Mensah kid too, but there was not a lot.
And Will Howard delivered, okay? Will Howard was a great purchase for Ohio State. Absolutely.
Would we be saying that if he didn't win a title?
Well, maybe not, but I mean, he was really good for them. And he wasn't the reason why they won a title, but he certainly helped them. But again, Riley Leonard cost Notre Dame a bunch of money. And I know that Notre Dame got to the doorstep, right? But I asked the question, how much of that was Riley Leonard was that their offense was quite bad. It was a run game and a defense. Could I have plugged in 9 different quarterbacks and had that same success with Notre Dame? And so I'm not saying that Riley Leonard wasn't worth the money, because look at where they went. But if Riley Leonard, let's say he was coming back to Notre Dame this year, right? Let's say he had another year and Riley Leonard said, you were paying me $1.5 million last year. Let's say $2 million even. No, I want $4 million, $4.5 million. If I'm Notre Dame, I look at him and be like, dude, I can find... Dude, there's 4 of you out there.
And I can do more for my roster spreading that around with other people.
You aren't that good. I just think we're over our skis with some of these quarterbacks. Hey, if there's a Pat Mahomes out there, if there's a Josh Allen, if there's a Lamar Jackson, if there's one of those college guys, we are like, holy hell, right? That dude is a force. Cam Newton at Auburn. Cam Newton wants $4 million a year.
Sure.
Where do I write the check? Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow, Marcus Mariota, where do I write the check? Nico and Riley Leonard and these guys, you are not. Drew Aller at Penn State, you guys are not.
By the way, the top guys this year, John Mateer out of Washington State, Carson Beck, who we've talked about, Malik Murphy, Connor Wegman from Texas A&M, Miller Moss, Darian Mensah, Jackson Arnold, Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
Mateer went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Who else was on that list?
Carson Beck, who went to Miami, Malik Murphy, who went to Oregon State, Connor Wegman.
Where'd he go?
I'm trying to remember where he ended up. He was with Texas A&M. I don't know where he landed.
He sucked when he played for A&M.
Yeah, he did. Miller Moss. I don't remember where he ended up.
He got benched Louisville. To USC.
That's right.
He went to Louisville.
Darian Mensah, who we said went from Tulane to Duke. Jackson Arnold, who, where'd he go? He left Oklahoma.
It sounds like Mateer got about $3 million to go to Oklahoma.
I don't remember where Jackson...
Oh, Arnold's at Auburn.
Okay. And then Fernando Mendoza, what did he go, NC State, I think?
Mendoza?
Indiana. That's right, he followed Cignetti.
Yeah, he's an interesting one.
Yeah. So, again, I'd rather pay him $1 million than I would pay Nico $4 million.
All right, that's enough of that. We've got In the News coming up next. He is coming back to Portland for one last show. Here's Buck.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.